Pastor Charlie Mueller of Albany's Victory Church, which has various locations and a number of long-standing community programs helping kids and families, has been hosting a gun give-back program at his Quail Street Church, located on the corner of Bradford and Quail, over recent Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and concluding this season on December 19th. He spoke about what sparked his program, how it's been going, and what he's hoping for in 2021.
Hello, my name is Pastor Charlie Mueller, and just wanted to share a little bit about our gun program, Gifts for Guns. And we started this gun program as a promise when a little 11-year-old girl was shot on First Street, right, by our JC Club. And I just made a promise to get as many community guns or illegal handguns off the street. And we've continued to make good on our promise throughout the years. And we found that at Christmas one year, we said, look, let's have a big push and give a gift card to different stores for Christmas, whether it's Cross Gates or Colony Center. And now we're doing different stores. Let's do a real push, and it became very successful. A lot more guns came in during that time of the year, and we've learned through the years, and we only take working handguns that are not BB guns or pellet guns. They have to be a caliber handgun, and they have to be working, and we give a $150 gift card for each handgun. And this year, this is our third week, and every single week we've taken in, I lost count right now, but quite a few guns. We took quite a few guns in today. So that kind of gives a little bit of the history, and we've been faithful, and we're going to continue to be faithful. But it's not just collecting the guns that are out there. It's also trying to connect kids that are younger that might be starting to walk in a direction that will maybe get them to pick up a handgun because of the group that they're hanging with. And so we're trying to, and just this last week, we were able to help Jamel Hood put up new basketball hoops and backboards to help his programs. And this is something that's real close to my heart to do, community efforts and to help community programs like Jamel's to get sustainability. These programs, the JC Club, we have to have sustainability to be able to educate and feed the kids every single day. And the South End Cafe, there needs to be sustainability. So there's great programs in our city, but they need to be invested in and they need sustainability. And we're trying to help a couple different ones because I've been doing this now for 25 years. And I know it's real important that there is sustainability for these programs. And if we start investing in these programs, we could really curb this gun violence, getting kids into positive programs. We can make a difference in that area.
You know, what have you heard about the state of gun violence this year? What may have prompted it?
Well, there's my thoughts on this. It leads me, and I'm watched. Believe me, I'm on the corner of First and Quail. We run our program every day. We have more violence on that corner. We've had so many shootings on our corner. We lost another 18-year-old, and then last year, you go back, we lost two people right on our corner. But we kind of watch our corner. We know our corner. And unless we're gonna prosecute and really look at those that are offenders, those that would carry guns, those that are dealing drugs, those that are in some of the gangs that are out there, unless we're gonna really say, wait a second, this is not gonna be allowed. You can't be out here, slinging dope at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. We're not gonna allow that. And we put some outstations, outstations where police can be out in the community, maybe having an office on First and Quail, an office down on Judson, These are some of the things that we can do and get very active on and shut it down. Some of the laws with the bail reform and stuff that does affect, you know, and the mayor was commenting on that earlier when all the gun violence was taking place. She was like, well, this bail reform, it does lead to more shootings that are out on the street. So there's, I think this year, and then with COVID and with a lot of things, I think this year, we always react instead of acting. And we've got to stop reacting, and we've got to start acting. And we need to. One problem that we have in Albany, we don't celebrate success. I'm sorry. Through the years, I've been here 27 years, and I've heard other people in with community program stuff, and they're bad mouthing other community programs. No, I celebrate Jamel Hood's program. He's redoing that building down there. He's got kids coming off the street. I celebrate. I invest in him. If he needs lunches, I'll bring him lunches. He needs backboards put up. Hey, let's step up. Let's make this happen for this guy. Let's get sustainability. The South End Cafe, we built that building. Took 7 years building that building. But because we didn't have the sustainability, we only could run one program. So, I thank God for Albany Housing that said, you know what? We'll just get this and we'll give it to South End. But where's the sustainability for that program? And so we have to look at that, and we have to celebrate one another. We need to back one another, and that's why I from what you're telling me, what the radio is all about. You know, that's success to me to be able to back all these programs, and let's get the job done this year and shut down this gun violence.
The other thing is, how are you looking forward to 2021 at this point?
Well, we're looking at 2021 to be very active. Last summer, because of the COVID shutdown, we kind of said, we found out about the Boys and Girls Club and Camp Adventure, and some of the Albany was not going to be going over there. And some of the kids from Albany do go over there in Rensselaer, in Rensselaer County, but mm-hmm. Albany is connected with them now. And we found out that, it was not going to be able to probably be run down in 2021. It wouldn't be able to open. So we spent our summer renovating that camp and getting that camp ready so that we can see more kids going to camp next summer. So I'm excited about maybe more camps going to more kids going to camp and that opening up and getting kids out into the, into the community. I've seen Livingston park over there. They just put a new basketball hoop in. I'd like to see, years ago we had lots of programs outside, so the kids were outside enjoying the parks and being, we had 30 summer programs going at one time, and it was great. And we need to really encourage the city to invest in more of that. Let's get the kids active. Let's be speaking into the kids' lives. And let's make sure that the kids are getting the education so they're not dropping out of school and they're gravitating to the wrong crowd. And, I'm just looking at being very active, not reactive, but very active. I had to do a funeral for one of the young men that was shot on North Lake, and all his friends came and stuff. And, in that message that I shared in that, and I said this, this young man shouldn't be in that casket. He shouldn't be there. This is not right. And I said, we have a chance to change this. So there's not another one of his peers or one of his friends. We're going to be here again. And I believe from that casket, he was speaking. And I believe that what he would say would be like, no retaliation. Let's stop this. Let's stop it now, And because lives are being lost, not only by death, but ones that are making bad decisions, that are pulling the trigger, their whole life.
Yeah.
Their lives are being lost because of the gun violence. So, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to stay busy. And we're going to be active getting guns all year. I was on a message with people from the governor's office about, what we do and what we've done through the years. And I told them, I said, listen, taking guns on the street is a part of it. But if you could be active and out there and people can know you and they can know that you want to encourage them to turn the corner and make better decisions, you know. And I meet kids all the time that come through our programs through community service, and they're like, you know what, you were right. You know, I'm doing great now. And it's possible. It's possible. So, yeah, I've got some, you know, some great expectations for a better year coming in 2021.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.